Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2. Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Bob hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
And what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. It's the penultimate. 199. It's freaking crazy.
Yeah. You know, I looked yesterday, actually, and I was like, because we always say like, oh, wait, this started. And we started this May of 2021.
Was that at my house? Or your house? Where did we start?
I think we were talking over Zoom.
Yeah.
We talked over Zoom because it was still the back end of the pandemic.
Remember, we did Rico Bronya in my basement?
Yeah. With like, there was wires and stuff everywhere. I remember we did a show while I think it was your son or my son's baseball practice, and we like sat on the bleachers somewhere.
So funny.
And like all of a sudden these people showed up and they wanted to practice, and it was like, you know, the random spots that we.
I know. It's been fun.
And what will we do for 200? We'll probably be talking over Zoom.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to do something.
Go to Fenway. They're playing the Yankees next weekend.
They are? I might be around, actually. Well, let's talk about
Friday
it.
Friday night at Fenway.
Maybe we can leverage the EEI studio and just do a takeover. Because if it's a weekend, they won't have live programming.
I'd be up for that. That'd be pretty cool.
Let me ask Sal Haney about that. We'll see if we can pull that off.
Live from Fenway Park.
There's like three people outside. Like, who are those guys? That's not like so-and-so or so-and-so.
Who are you? I'm sorry. We don't have anything to hand out for you.
Yeah, nothing. You don't even know us. We just broke in.
We're just going to bark out our Twitter sign and our email address.
All right. We're tight on time. So we got to talk about a bunch of stuff. Obviously, the weekend series with the Yankees and the Red Sox, are two teams in totally different places. The Yankees are comfortably atop the American League East. And, you know, they've pitched well, and everything seems to be going well, whereas the Red Sox, obviously, we know. We're not going to tell you about the same old crap. They lead the league in one run. Losses, blah, blah, blah. The team's a mess. Cora's kind of a mess. I mean, there's very little to get excited
about.
The
most interesting thing about the Red Sox in last week is practice coach yelling at an Angels pitcher.
Well, and the building they want to build right across the monster.
Exactly. Which it looks like already has branding on it, so I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal.
Well, I just, you know, there's the only thing I'll say to that was brought up yesterday on Boston Sports Radio. I think it's bear repeating for our listeners who don't double dip and all that stuff, is that you don't know what the change in wind patterns are going to be based on that.
It's a whole street back, though. There's a street, right? It's a good distance back.
It looks really close. I don't know. It's got to be behind the cask and flag, but then there's the highway. So I don't know how much space there is if it's.
I mean, they're definitely in cahoots with the Sox on that. I mean, there's no
You can't make it. You can't build that without them.
It looks like it's nice. I'll tell you something, though. I think, you know, this is, I think, a whole other conversation for another day. But the amount of work that the Sox have put in to the outside of that stadium and the whole experience of outside of it is great. So they're doing something right. They're just now screwing
up
the team. Plus
the neighborhood. The neighborhood has been elevated.
That's what I'm saying. It's great. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's become a neighborhood where it was really not a neighborhood before that. Okay, so the weekend series. Listen, we have, I mean, the couple of pitching matchups aren't that bad. I mean, Crochet against Yarbrough on Friday is good.
Yep.
Dobbins against Rodon, it's clearly in the Yankees' favor. And then Bayo against Schmidt is a nice matchup, too. So the pitching matchup are all pretty solid.
So you got Dobbins and Rodon, right, on Sunday?
Yeah. No, you start with Crochet and Yarbrough on Friday, and then Saturday, Dobbins and Rodon, and then Bayo and Schmidt on Sunday.
All right, because I'm looking at MLB and it's saying Bueller, Warren tonight, Crochet, Yarbrough on Saturday.
Oh, maybe I got the
Dobbins, Rodon.
You know what? I was looking at the following week.
Dobbins,
so
Rodon.
You have Bueller, Warren, Crochet, Yarbrough, Dobbins, Rodon. That's right. And then Bayo pitches on Monday.
Yeah.
So let's just reset that because I was looking at the following week. It's Bueller against Warren, Crochet, Yarbrough, Dobbins, Rodon. So I mean, I would say for the Yankees, you can riff on this. If they don't win two or three, it's it'd be a huge. It's not a problem, but I mean, the Yankees should win two or three.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees have been doing their work with winning the series. Obviously, you know, stumbled against the Dodgers, but you do have Warren leading off, right? And he has been shaky. He was the front end of the 18-2 drubbing of that the Dodgers put on the Yankees. Bueller, I mean, listen, if I'm the Red Sox, I want Bueller to pitch good because he's a trade chip. In my opinion, right? If they're going to trade somebody, if he keeps pitching good, they could probably deal him to a contender if the Red Sox fall out of it.
Well, it's so sad that we're talking about
Crochet,
that already.
You're going to get what you get, right? I mean, he's been dominant. His record shows the 1-1 losses with the Red Sox, right? ERA is below 2. You're going to get what you get with him. They should win that game, but Yarbrough's been pitching awesome
for the
Yankees. Pitching awesome. Speaking of pitching awesome, Carlos Rodon. I mean, if anybody has been bitching about his contract when he was hurt to start, he's winning it on the back end, not the back end, the middle of that deal, because he's still got 3 more years, I think, to go with the Yankees.
Any issues with the Yankees right now?
Well, obviously, you know, everyone's concerned about Luke Weaver getting hurt. But the good thing about that, right, is you have Devin Williams, and he was a little shaky, gave up a run in his one save chance he had. But then you have Luizaga, who's back off the IL, who's been pitching well. So you can fill in. And you got Fernando Cruz, who's got that devastating splitter that is... The Yankees bullpen has been really good, surprisingly, you know, with the hiccup that Devin Williams. And, you know, their rotation plugs along. Max Fried had that one rough outing, which I think, Boone left him in too long, right? Yeah. But, his ERA is up to, like, 1.9, and he gave up 6 runs. So the Yankees are looking really well. I really wouldn't worry too much about Weaver. I think he'll be back sooner than later. And, you avoided injury with Dominguez, and Bellinger keeps plugging along. So, They go as they are healthy. You know,
Weaver's been so good. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports, episode 199. I had not. You brought it up to me because you're in Boston all the time, and so you're listening to all this stuff all the time. I didn't know, and it depends on who you listen to, I didn't know that Duran was actually being talked about as a possible.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think anytime you got a good player on your team that has some control,
but why would you get rid of him? He's not in UFA land. He's still got some years that are restricted, and he's good. I mean, like, why? What are you gonna get that's better?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's arguably the second best player on your team. He's probably the most valuable player on your team because he's all around player, right? He's not just a DH. But that being said, a great trade chip. I mean,
well, what would you want for you? You want to get draft picks, a prospect?
Well, if you're the Red Sox, you're not going to, if you're looking at the team now, if you don't think you're going to win this year, you hope with, you know, you have Crochet under controllability, you have all these other guys that you've signed. I mean, obviously, you don't know what you're going to get with Casas. Maybe you look to get some sort of first baseman out of it, and you definitely are always looking for pitching. Always looking for pitching. So if you can trade someone like that, knowing that you have a Roman Anthony coming, it might not be a bad idea. And I'll say it again. There is probably a reason why the Red Sox haven't locked him up. Why are they locking all these other players up when he is the most dynamic out of all of them?
Do you think that the show that exposed some of his
Absolutely. 100%.
Is an impact.
I mean, say what you want about supporting someone, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's a business, right? And that's something that's going to drag your business right. down if you have to always worry about that, regardless of how he's handling it, right? If he's doing well for himself, great. And it seems like he is, but you have the homophobic slur thing, you have the revelations on the Netflix thing. So you never know what could be next with him. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, it makes a lot of sense that that's what they would do. They would never verbalize it. I think we've watched him. I've seen this story before. We're older, right? We've seen this. I've seen guys who get this adversity, who make a lot of mistakes and sort of grow up before our eyes. And he is a sensitive kid. And that's hard because it can go either way. I mean, he could totally fold, but he has seemed to like deal with things better than based on the fragility that I saw in that series. He's handled it.
Yeah, the other thing that helps him is he is playing well, and there's a lot of other distractions on the Red Sox.
But it's hard to play well in the bigs. So, he deserves a lot of credit.
He does.
Despite his mental health challenges, the fact that he's doing it is really impressive. And so I would say that the cost-benefit, unless they get, you know, I don't know, the best prospect in baseball and a pitcher. I just don't see the value there.
He's not
there.
A free agent until 2029. So yeah, I mean, you could get a lot of return for him.
You absolutely could. There's no doubt about it. Listen, the conversation, we have to have a little bit of on this because I was fascinated by it because the Red Sox have lost more one-run games than anybody. And they finally, like that game they won and that walk-off home run by Rafaela that was the shortest, in the StatCast era, the shortest walk-off home run ever. And that only goes back
2015.
You know, yeah. But I mean, it's arguably, you know, that goes back a lot farther and it may be ever. Like, we just don't know. Right. You don't know, but it speaks to the whole park thing and whether that's a legit or not. But I mean, I think either way, if it was like a ground rule double or, you know, it stayed in the park, they were still going to win the game.
Yeah. Of course, they're going to make a big deal out of it because of there's measurements on everything, right? So I looked up the dimensions, right? It's 302 down the line. That's the shortest home run you can hit at Fenway Park is 302 right
You
down
literally
the line.
Can't hit it any shorter.
Right, so he hit it 308, I believe his was. And so that must have been just a little, you know, where it landed, snuck in. But, you know, of course, you know, our producer, Matt Sorais, automatically thought of you that they're going to sound off and he's going to be like, I don't want to hear any more crap about this short porch at Yankee Stadium. Which is true, right? Because think about it. Yankee Stadium is what, 314 down the right field line, and then it juts out 385, 408 pretty quick. Now Fenway Park obviously is very interesting. 302 and it juts out quick. So it's a quick to the 380, right? But still, like, you could hit a 302-foot home run, so it's shorter than Yankee Stadium. I don't get it. Where's the argument?
I am empathetic to Matt Sorais, our producer, his argument that everyone, you know, makes a lot of stink about right field and Yankee Stadium. And I think he's got a point. Here's my only thing about that is that in Yankee Stadium, it really is the wall.
Right.
Like, the odds of pinning it around the pesky pole are much different than the odds of going over the right field fence at Yankee.
Now, there also is a shorter wall in Fenway, so there's more chance that you could snag the home run.
Sure. Too. And so I think that I don't think they're totally apples and oranges, but I think it is that's going to happen much less frequently than a right field short home run.
You really got to slice it, hook it down the line or slice it.
And then there's the argument, you know, you have it's 315 and left, but you have the 30 plus foot monster.
Right. And I don't think that's talked about enough because they say you have to hit it at least 310 feet to get it out of Fenway Park and left field over the monster, which is 37.2 feet high. Right. So, yeah, great. Let's talk about the home runs going out of there, but let's talk about all those doubles or singles.
There would have been home runs.
Or would
have been flyouts.
Flyouts, yeah. Right? That you're going to sit there and you're going to live off that left field wall. I mean, Ortiz made a career out of that left field wall, which is great because he's a left-handed hitter, so that shows his talent.
Yeah.
But think about the left-handed batters. I mean, that's what you wanted with Trevor Story coming in. That's what you're hoping for, right? And that's what you're going to get with Bregman. But, you know, that's not talked about enough, I don't think.
It brings up why you take football, you take basketball, you take hockey, you take baseball. The NHL doesn't have Olympic size sheets. They're all the same. The dimensions in the corners can be different, but generally speaking, it's a template.
Yep.
Basketball courts are basketball courts. I mean, obviously the quality of the floor can be different, and football stadiums are all the same.
Yeah, or watching on TV make you dizzy.
But you know, Matt and I talk a lot, and we got to have Matt back on the podcast. We talk a lot about umpires and automation, and you and I talk about it too. But I push back on total automation because it's one of the neat things about the game of baseball that I do think human error sort of is part of life. And I think if we legislate it out of life, then it changes the real life experience. Yeah. Now, I'm not going to get too philosophical on you, but the thing I love about baseball is that the stadiums are different.
Yeah.
And like the fact, so like you can argue whether the pesky pole is unfair or the right field at Yankee Stadium is unfair or the wall is unfair to certain hitters or whatever. The bottom line is that if it's an advantage for the home team because they can get 81 games and they can really design their team around taking advantage of it, whatever. The bottom line is it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool that when you go to Camden, it's one way. You go to Yankee Stadium, it's one way. You go to Fenway, it's one way. And I think the more cookie cutter the parks are, the worse it is.
Yeah, and that's how it's always been, right? But I almost get upset when you see these, you know, some of the parks like the new Comiskey or, you know, that were just kind of just the rounded outfield. They're
it's
like
not
even
that new, by the way.
Yeah, or
it's not even Comiskey, yeah. Buddy.
It's not U.S. Cellular. The U.S. Cellular. Or even like you know how Shea Stadium was. Shea was pretty cookie cutter. So I almost was like, if you see that, I'm like, I want the old stuff. I want the nooks and crannies and stuff, which is great. I love that part about baseball.
That's what's great about Fenway. I think that's what makes it sort of special. And I'm trying to think of like unique parks. I mean, Yankee Stadium.
Think about this. A Minute Maid, which I don't even know is it Minute Maid anymore, it used to be Enron Field. It used to have a freaking hill.
Yeah.
Towles Hill in center field. And they finally took that out, 8 years ago?
Well, I thought that was dangerous for the players.
Yeah.
And
there was a pole up there, too, at one point on that hill. The same thing, a flagpole. and there was, I think in the history of that, there was only maybe, three or four catches.
They have the cool outfield, stands, too, that sometimes it's a home run, you're not sure.
Yeah.
And they have the same thing at Duncan Park for the AA Yard Goats. It's right near us in Hartford, the AA team for the Rockies. Just real quick before we go, do you have something else to say about the parks?
No.
Okay. So John Senecal, Brian Shackman here. It's episode 199 of Fan Base, a deep dive in the greatest rivalry in sports. The Rockies, we don't know what's going to happen.
Winners of three in a row.
So I do think I should have taken the 30, but I'm thinking.
They're at 12, right?
They're at 12. As we speak. They're at 12, and so that makes them, they need 23. And so they have, let's just say, forget about June for a second. July, August, September, and forget about October. So you're going to have a bunch of games.
There's 62 games they've played.
But think about this. You think
100 games left.
I want to break down my calendar. So forget about June and October. In 3 months, a terrible team should be able to win five games in a month, right?
Dude, they're going to win 18 of the next 100 games.
Right, but say they win 5 in July, 5 in August, 5 in September, that's 15. That gets them to 27, right? So then to get to 35, they need 8. So they need 8 wins between the last 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks in June, and 2 weeks. How many October gets any games in October?
No.
The zero?
No, it's
zero?
All done by October.
Okay. So they basically have to average, they have to win 18 games out of 100.
I said they wouldn't win over 30, so I got.
I thought we gave you 35.
I'm just saying 30. I said that. Then we did it to 35. So
well, we felt guilty. We felt bad.
23 wins they have to do to hit 35, right? They have to win 23 games of their next 100 games. They have to win one out of every, 20 games.
They should be able to do that. They should be able to do that. You're not feeling, you feeling confident still after ripping off 3 in a row?
I don't know, they ain't going to do it, dude. They suck. They're awful. That's a whole other conversation. I looked up the other day. I'm like, how did I not know that the Sacramento A's are as bad as they
are? They're just
terrible.
They're the Athletics.
They lost 20 of their last 22 games. They're just garbage. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, they actually spent money, right? These team went out and spent money and locked up these players. And now they're going to be moving. I don't know. Have they broke ground at that place? You were just there. There's anything going on out there? No, he's shaking his head. Freaking ghost town.
Zippo.
Ghost town up there.
Oh,
you got a brand new stadium coming. Here comes the team. They're going to be playing in Sacramento for the next 10 years.
Well, let's catch up early next week and see how the weekend went.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes, right? The Yankees, Red Sox, 3 games, and then follow up and then the following week.
Yeah,
maybe
home
we
and
can
home.
Do 200 from up in Fenway.
Yeah, let me reach out to Sal Haney, our boss, and see what he says. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. You've been listening to Fanbase, the deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.